Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. It's Monday, the beginning of the week. Hope you've had a wonderful weekend. And thank you for joining me once again on the Coffee Break this morning. Today, we're going to pick up in chapter 5 of James, kind of the first three verses. So if you have your copy of God's Word, join with me in James 5, verse 1. Talking about an interesting topic when it comes to riches and wealth, something that so many people would love to have, would desire to get their hands on. All right, let's go ahead and pick up with verse 1. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Wait, what? Yeah, keep reading. Your riches have rotted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure in the last days. All right, let's stop there. Actually, he continues to talk about this subject, which we'll pick up the additional verses tomorrow. But today, what's he talking about? What's James doing here? Kind of a warning to those who have wealth. Now listen, he introduces this section, just like he's introduced so many sections before now. The rich people, the object of envy for so many others, is the object of James's scorn, James's condemnation. Weep and wail. Weep and howl is what the translation says that I have, for the miseries that are coming up upon you. Wow. Money, folks, brings happiness, enjoyment, comfort, and peace, but typically, temporarily. Wealth will eventually result in misery. Maybe the misery of you, or maybe the misery of your family. What he says in verses 2 and 3, riches will rot away. Fine clothes, they could be chewed up by moths. The story is not from rags to riches, but on the other way around, from riches to rags. Typically today, we'll seek after gold and silver, and it's interesting watching a lot of the news today. You'll have these ads for store up your treasures in gold, you know? And so we today seek after those precious metals, and it's really been considered the standard of the world for currency because they don't rust. They become corroded, though. Gold can darken. Silver will tarnish. Their corrosion is a testimony to the folly of the rich. And it will be consumed, just like flesh is by fire. Metals will lose their luster. The poison of greed will eat up people. The corrosion of the wealth is testimony to the sickness of the wealthy. Hoarding up for the last days will only give more fuel for the fire that will consume the lost. Interesting words from the book of James. Interesting commentaries that talk about how in the last days these riches will become a source of the fuel of the fire. So, what is it that makes you happy today? What is it that is driving you to work longer, to work more? Well, I've got to pay the bills, Doug. Well, yeah. But are all the bills that you have necessary? Wait, you don't know, the inflation is costing more and more. Yeah. But did you overspend on things that you may not have needed? Did you save for a rainy day? Too often we live lifestyles that support the idea to keep up with the Joneses. I know some Joneses, and not trying to keep up with the Joneses, but where are we putting our values today? Where are we putting our trust? Where are we putting our source of peace and happiness? Is it in the things above, or is it in the things below? This is a good way to start a week, isn't it? Thanks for joining me. Think on these things. We'll talk to you again tomorrow with more about wealth.